What if the person who fundamentally changed how you buy groceries, electronics, and bulk toilet paper was someone you'd never heard of? Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart and once America's richest person, openly admitted he borrowed most of his ideas from one man, Saul Price. Yet Price's name rarely appears in business history books. This quiet revolutionary didn't just transform retail once, he did it twice. First with FedMart in 1954, pioneering the discount store concept that spawned Walmart, Target, and Kmart. Then again with Price Club in 1976, inventing the warehouse membership model that became Costco and Sam's Club. His secret wasn't ruthless competition or aggressive expansion. It was something far more radical, treating customers and employees as if their well-being actually mattered. Saul Price's story begins in 1916 in the Bronx, where his mother, Bella, arrived at Ellis Island at 13 with nothing but her name sewn onto her dress. Nearly turned away for an eye infection, she survived New York's brutal garment district while his father, Sam, organized labor unions before starting a coat manufacturing business. The family wasn't religiously observant. Sam refused to attend synagogue after being denied entry without a ticket, but they were deeply principled. When Sam contracted tuberculosis in 1927, the family moved to San Diego for his health. 13-year-old Saul told his Bronx friends they were going west with the cowboys and Indians. That cross-country journey would ultimately reshape American commerce. Saul was a shy overachiever, self-conscious about a drooping eyelid that made him a target for teasing. He compensated by skipping two grades and graduating high school at 16. After academic struggles at NYU, he returned to California, graduating from USC Law School with honors in 1938. That same year, he eloped with Helen Moskowitz to Las Vegas, marrying on a golf course with a $1 wedding ring from Woolworths. After World War II, Saul built a successful San Diego law practice representing pawnbrokers, burlesque dancers, and small businessmen, characters who taught him more about commerce than law school ever could. His pivot to retail came when his mother-in-law acquired a warehouse and needed a tenant. After visiting Fedco, a successful membership store in Los Angeles, Saul and his partners opened something similar in San Diego. His legal career proved merely a detour, preparing him with an ethical framework that would define his business philosophy for decades. FedMart, opening in 1954, shattered retail conventions. Located in industrial areas, not shopping districts, open evenings and weekends when competitors closed, products displayed on basic fixtures without salespeople. Most radically, Saul refused manufacturers fair trade price fixing, instead pricing up from cost with minimal margins, a philosophical revolution. Saul treated the retailer-customer relationship as fiduciary, like a lawyer's duty to clients. This meant unconditional refunds and the intelligent loss of sales, stocking only the best value option per category. FedMart carried only 8-ounce 3-in-1 oil, not all three sizes. Sales increased as customers accepted the larger size. Limited selection slashed labor costs dramatically. FedMart's impact was seismic. Department stores eliminated entire categories. Grocery stores relied on newspaper specials to survive. In 1962, three competitors opened: Walmart, Kmart, and Target. Sam Walton had visited San Diego to study FedMart, later admitting he borrowed Mart directly from Price. Saul's most counterintuitive move? Paying substantially above market rates. Not from generosity, but cold calculation. Better paid employees stayed longer, worked harder, and delivered superior service. This created a virtuous cycle that actually lowered costs through reduced turnover and higher productivity. His ethics extended everywhere. FedMart employees couldn't accept even small gifts from suppliers. When a hosiery pricing experiment failed, Saul returned the supplier's 50-cent concession, an act that astonished the manufacturer. He refused business with suppliers who mistreated workers and switched to United Farm Workers grapes despite higher prices. In segregated Texas, he removed snack bar tables so everyone stood equal and paid $1 per hour when the local rate was 50 cents. Saul had inadvertently written the playbook for modern American retail, proving ethical treatment of employees and customers could coexist with profitability, a lesson that would influence generations of retailers. By the early 1970s, Saul worried FedMart had grown bureaucratically bloated. After visiting European retailers in 1974, particularly Amsterdam's Makro stores and Germany's Wirtkauf hypermarkets, he explored partnerships. Negotiations with German retailer Hugo Mann seemed promising until Saul discovered Mann secretly negotiating to sell FedMart to Dillard's without board approval. On December 5, 1975, Saul was fired as FedMart's president. Mann refused his $120,000 severance, and that night, the locks changed on his office. Within a week, Saul leased space directly above his former workspace and established the Price Company with approximately $1 million in savings. Working with sons Larry and Robert, Saul conceived Price Club by mid-January 1976, a wholesale warehouse where small businesses would pool buying power, trading traditional services like delivery and credit for dramatically lower prices. The warehouse itself eliminated separate storage costs. Despite mixed market research, Saul proceeded. On July 12, 1976, Price Club opened in a former Solar Turbines warehouse on Marina Boulevard with a cracked, oil-stained floor. First week sales averaged below $30,000, far short of the $200,000 weekly target. Employees parked in customer spaces to create the illusion of activity. The breakthrough came when a credit union purchasing manager inquired about member access. Management allowed credit union members to shop without the $25 fee, paying 5% above wholesale. Credit unions included Price Club flyers in monthly statements, triggering a membership surge. By November, weekly sales reached $151,000. Price Club's genius combined FedMart merchandising with warehouse efficiency, carrying only 3,000 items versus typical stores' 50,000. The model proved remarkably efficient, 11.7% markup versus FedMart's 30%, operating expenses of 9% versus 17%, and sales approaching $1,000 per square foot, double FedMart's performance. They pioneered the $1.50 hot dog and soda combo and introduced product sampling. The warehouse format's influence spread rapidly. Bernard Marcus visited in 1978 and launched Home Depot using Price Club's approach. In 1983, Bernie Brotman hired former Price employee Jim Sinegal to start Costco. That same year, Sam Walton opened his first Sam's Club. By the late 1980s, competitors outpaced Price Club's expansion. Then tragedy struck. Robert's son, Aaron, died from a brain tumor in 1989. This loss profoundly changed both Robert and Saul, who believed their strength was creativity, not managing a sprawling enterprise. In 1993, Price Club merged with Costco, founded by Jim Sinegal, who'd worked for Saul since 1954, creating Price Costco with 155 stores and $16 billion in sales. Unlike the bitter FedMart transaction, this merger protected employees and preserved Saul's philosophy. Saul devoted his remaining years to philanthropy, establishing the Aaron Price Fellows Program and the City Heights Initiative, one of America's most comprehensive community interventions, with nearly $200 million invested over 17 years. Jim Sinegal captured his mentor's essence. Saul's greatest legacy is that he knew what was right, did what was right, and taught others to do what was right. Every oversized cart you push through a warehouse store embodies Saul's vision. But his real legacy isn't the format. It's the radical idea that business success and human decency aren't opposites. Do right by people, and profit follows.